This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome back, everyone.
I don't know why that music still is a little bit off.
Yeah,
I can hear it now. Is it sped up?
No, I'm not sure why the music is wonky.
I don't know. Maybe refresh your forge. Maybe it's like a weird thing on it.
It's kind of creepy though, and it's kind of fitting the vibe.
That's true.
Yeah.
In a way, yes, but at the same way, you're just like,
why is it doing this?
Right. All right, welcome back, everyone. It's time to jump back into combat. We're going to begin with Tor.
All right, well, Tor forgot that he, you know, still had to fight the thing before he moved away. So Tor's gonna move back. He's gonna summon a tentacle that's going to also attack with him. Let me grab that and throw that out there. Anyway, now let me...
Is it not letting you move it?
It's like attempted movement collides with at least one wall, and I'm like, what? Also, why is it not letting me see Tor? There we go. If you wouldn't mind putting it by him, that'd be fine, but...
Yep. All right, your tentacle is deployed.
All right, tentacle attack. 19.
That will hit.
All right. For 6 damage.
Okay.
And it's slowed by 10 feet of movement. I think that's what it was. I'll double check and tell you in a second. Yeah, 10 feet.
Okay.
It's reduced by 10 feet. And then, was I close enough? Making sure I need to be within 10 feet. Nope, one more space. Tor's gonna attack again. With his anchor. 21 to hit.
That hits, yes.
Oof, that's some bad damage. I rolled 2 ones for that roll. Alright, and then... 18 to hit?
It does.
All right, and then...
This thing's armor is battered and dented.
That's much better.
That is much better.
And we're going to play with fire, just because... For an extra 12, and then I'm going to crusher, move it back another 5 feet.
All right.
And then Tor is going to move away.
Coward.
I'm just smarter than you.
It spits at you, but just like a grain of sand comes out. That'll bring us to Penelope.
Ooh, okay. Penelope is going to run up kind of behind a different pillar so I can get a little bit closer to the Sakarfa guy. Except when it tells me I can't because there's a wall in the way. Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to go this way. I'm so sorry. I am trying to get around the walls. There we go. Okay, and then Penny is going to, now that she's here, she is going to cast... Bonus action, spiritual weapon right on the mummy. And I'm going to take a swing at it. Right here? and swing away at the mummy. Okay.
So drag two out. There we go.
Does a 14 hit?
14 is not going to connect. This thing sees it coming and blocks it with his kopesh.
I tried. And then for my action, I'm going to hold my channel divinity Radiance of the Dawn until he gets 30 feet away from me, which should be about right here in the kind of center of between the sarcophagus and the blood pit.
Okay, I see what you're doing now. So, sorry, I didn't quite understand that when we were off air, but totally fine if you do that. If he doesn't come within that distance off you,
I lose it.
Yeah. Okay, so same rules of spellcasting with that.
Fully aware.
Okay, perfect. All right, next up is the pyramid. Any non-undead creature that tries to cast a spell of fourth level or lower in the lair is going to be racked with pain. So, until the lair action again, any of you who try to cast spells, if the spell is going to be fourth level or lower, you can still attempt it. Just know that you're going to have to make a saving throw. And if you fail the save, then you're going to take damage, and you're not going to be able to cast the spell. Spells that are already out.
Undead, not undead, right?
Anyone? That is what I said. Any non-undead
in this room?
Okay. Not naming names or anything, but
got one very feminine hand.
It's true.
All right, it is Atahualpa. Atahualpa's turn. Regains a whopping 1 hit point. Are you going to say that every time I say his name? He studies the lot of you, sees divine magic coming from the child, knows that the big guy hits hard. Let's see. Oh, that's what he's gonna. Okay. He yells, "My minions, to me!" And then he looks around and sees all of the destroyed sarcophagi and goes, "No!"
Worth the last hour and a half just for that.
Worth it.
At that moment, Tor's gonna point to the door and just like the ashes and the one mummy.
You monster! And he's going to rush at Tor. I believe that puts him within range of Penelope's thing.
Yep, he's going to need to make a, I believe, wisdom save? I'm double checking. Con save. Going to need a con save, and he's going to need to beat a 15.
Alright, he's not bad at con, but let's see.
Well...
that is exactly a 15.
He's still going to take half.
Yeah.
So that's 2d10 plus 9.
That'll pack a punch no matter what.
Yeah. Hold on. We have a new rolling thing that I'm playing with.
I love it.
It's going to be 17 halved.
Perfect. All right, he moves up to Tor. He is moving with supernatural speed as well, especially for someone who has like just come back to life. Almost like his frame rate is sped up. It's like an unnatural gait that he approaches you with, Tor. And he is going to make a couple Kopesh swings. Or rather, a Kopesh swing and a flail swing at you. Kopesh first is going to be an 11 to hit.
No.
And the flail, a 17.
No.
All right. And some things happen. Okay. It's going to be Finn's turn. You would all notice that the blood in the middle of the room seems to be bubbling a little bit.
Delightful.
That makes my blood boil.
Right? Well, I'm sorry again, Nathan. Explain to me, what was the issue with the... If we cast a spell below fourth level, we are going to take some form of damage. Is that correct?
You will have to make a saving throw. If you fail, then you expend the spell without casting it and take damage. If you succeed, you cast the spell normally and you don't take damage.
Gotcha.
Does that apply to cantrips?
I want to say yes, because cantrips are technically level zero spells. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Sneaky.
He's being sneaky.
He is being very sneaky.
I'm so sneaky.
40 feet. I'm going to, first and foremost, Finn would tuck up behind this pillar next to her girl here. Pardon me. So that she can kind of peek. And then... Yeah, that's a little better. I'm so nervous. I'm gonna take a risk. I'm gonna try and cast Enlarge Reduce on him. An attempt. Let's see. Yeah. So he has to do DC 14 Constitution. I'm attempting to reduce. I'd like to make a mini pharaoh.
Okay. What level spell is this? Second level spell?
It's second level.
Okay. So before resolving the effects of Enlarge Reduce, I'm going to need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
Okay.
You got this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Just a normal one, right? Just regular old save. Okay. On a 10,
your spell unfortunately fizzles.
Okay, that's fair. I did my best.
And you take 8 sanity damage.
All right. I think that's the first sanity damage I have taken.
Baby's first sanity damage.
Oi. Very good. Well then, yeah, I'm just gonna stay. How did she move? Oh, I'm moving her. Sorry. Yeah, she's gonna stay tucked up over by Penny. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm like jumping between things. Yeah, she's gonna stay where she is. And probably, yeah, I'm gonna pull out my pistol, I think, just to have it at the ready if need be, and just go from there.
All right. Arf is up next.
Well, all right. I still don't want to get close, so I'm just going to attack it from here with my longbow.
I suppose that's reasonable.
Ooh, 24 to hit.
Yes.
Okay, why didn't... Oh, I didn't actually select the target. Ugh, okay. Where is my damage? Oh my gosh. Why do I not remember what my damage is for this and everything? Okay. D8 plus 3. Ooh, for 10 damage.
Nice.
First shot.
Okay.
I'll attack it again with my longbow. There we go. Now I did it right. Oh, I'm guessing a 10 probably doesn't hit this time.
A 10 does not hit. So the first one catches him in the side. And then the second one he sees coming, and he starts twirling his flail to make like a chain shield that just knocks the arrow down.
Of course. And then my dreadful strikes as well, because I hit the first time, so I'll roll the damage now. 3 psychic damage.
All right. Psychic. Immune.
Yes. I thought so.
Yeah. You would notice, though, what seems to make it immune is the headdress. Like, as you hit him, the emerald in the middle of it glows brightly. And it seems like that prevents the psychic damage.
Oh. Okay. Looks like the gem is keeping it safe. And that'll be my turn.
Perfect. Alright, it'll be Abraham's turn after a couple skeletal archers clamber out of the blood pit.
No thank you.
Like clamoring out of the blood pit.
Are they all bloody?
They are all bloody. They're dripping in blood, but they're obviously just skeletons otherwise.
Gross.
Because they were in blood and had no way of knowing where anyone was, one of them appears in melee next to the cleric, and the other appears in spikes. So
yes.
This one is immediately going to move out of the spikes. Go ahead and do your thing.
How many feet was that? Let's see. So when it enters, it also takes damage.
Yes,
so
15 feet total.
15 feet total. 2, 4, 6, D4. 16 damage.
It dies.
Yes. Yes, it does.
That's amazing.
The other one appears next to Penelope, which is not its preference. So,
not mine either.
Yeah, it's still going to try to stick you with a short sword. It's just not what it would prefer to do.
Okay.
Let's roll a D20, not a D40.
Okay. I'm going to use a reaction.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to use reaction. I said I was going to use it, though. It basically, warding flare, when you're attacked by a creature within 30 feet of you, use your reaction to post disadvantage on the attack roll.
Well, you made me burn a crit. That'll bring us to Abraham.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Eldritch Blast my friend, Big Skeleton Man.
I thought you were going to say one of us, actually. I was like, what the hell?
Well,
you lost to Nathan.
Hello?
Hi.
Are we live?
Yeah, looks like Streamlab crashed for a second.
Bonjour.
We should be back now, though.
Mon ami?
Oui, oui, bonjour, baguette.
Oui, baguette.
Oui, baguette.
I'm gonna do fromage.
Interrupt your turn there, Abraham.
That's okay. I was just looking at what I can do. I am going to use I'll shoot this skeleton archer that's attacking Penelope and Finn.
Okay.
I'll just try and take him out. I will be using my bonus action to take my form of dread. So it's a bonus action. I gain 1d10 temp HP. 1d10 plus my warlock level. So 14 temp HP. And then I will shoot Eldritch Blast. And since I'm undead, I don't get affected by the thing. Let's see here. Attack.
That's a hit.
Damn damage. I got a 21 to hit for 11 damage.
All right.
On Skeleton Archer, and another shot.
That will also hit.
Damage. And then I will use my Grave Touch ability to do an extra d10. It's necrotic, though. I don't know if that affects them, does it?
Well, it's dead, so It's fine. All it's right. Extra dead. Its ribcage explodes.
Poof.
Dealing piercing damage to Penelope.
There you go.
That's
exactly what I wanted.
Right.
And then I will end my turn.
Just want to point out, this group was never a good matchup for this guy, because we used to have Zachariah, who's also undead. And
yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, I never moved over a turn undead to this character sheet, because I'm like, I'll never use it. That's rude for Zachariah.
Yeah. This guy has stuff for turn undead specifically, but not for all the stuff you can do. It's going to be Tor's turn again in a minute, but first you would hear the locked doors grumbling and clanking and grinding open. And then you would hear like heavy, athletic, lithe footsteps as these Anubis guard looking things.
Oh, nice.
Walk out from the.
They're so cool.
Walk out from the side rooms.
Everybody behind the spike growth. I was gonna get there myself, but Finn and Penelope decided to run out of there behind it.
This thing, the one up at the top of the room, is going to take a look at Tor, and Tor, I'll need you to make a charisma saving throw as it just glares at you with deadly certainty.
And then aura of protection for, what was it, an extra...
Charisma extra, I think.
So another, yeah, so 19.
Okay, yeah, so you are unfazed under its gaze. Aside from just being like sleek black dog looking things, these things are wearing armor very much like Pharaoh Atahualpa's. While Atahualpa is all like gold and sparkling, the like Atahualpa is gold with gold accents. These guys have just like pitch black, like matte black leather with gold accents. They've got golden kopeshes, and they have traditional like Egyptian looking shields that are wooden with like the cowhide stretched over it. So that's the first Death Guard. The second one is going to do the same thing, but targeting Abraham. So, charisma save from Abraham, please.
Coming up. Charisma saving throw. Crit.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You're also unfazed.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
And the the mummy in the very back here takes a step forward. Immediately, the stone door slams closed behind it.
I knew it the whole time.
And it looks over and starts shambling towards Arf.
Gonna take 20 rounds to get there.
It's on the same side as Arf, so it doesn't have to worry about spike growth.
Wow. Yet. I'll find a way.
Yes. Yes. It shambles up next to you. And it is going to glare at you with a dreadful glare, Arf. This glare is so dreadful that I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh. How about a 7?
You are frightened until the end of the mummy's next turn.
I have advantage against being frightened. Let me make another wisdom
roll
saving
again.
Throw. How about a 20?
You are not frightened of this mummy, but it is going to try to grab you with a rotting fist.
Ugh.
How's a 12 against your armor class?
It misses.
Well,
I'm going to use my beguiling twist now and make a creature that whenever a creature or me or a creature I can see within 120 feet of me succeeds on a saving throw against being charmed or frightened, I can use my reaction to force a different creature I can see within 120 feet to make a wisdom saving throw. If it fails, it is charmed or frightened for 1 minute. I'm going to say reverse, and I'm going to try to frighten this thing now.
All right. This thing has immunity to the frightened condition.
Dang it.
So it cancels your reverse.
It reverses. Wait, it skips your reverse?
Can you play a reverse on a reverse?
Yeah, skips your reverse. It skips your reverse.
There you go.
Draw 4.
That brings us back. Draw Tor. Because it is Tor's turn.
Aww.
Well played.
Well played, sir. You could just charm it. We could just have a mummy friend. This new party pet.
I mean, I don't have that.
Moving your tentacle up to block the death guard.
21 to hit.
Yep, that does. Sure does.
For nice. 1 damage, but it's 10. It loses 10 movement speed.
Okay.
And then Tor is going to go into action, and let's do what we can do. All right. Now swing away. Advantage. Aw, 19. I wish I could crit on a 19. So a 27. I take it hits.
Yes.
All right, and so then I am going to normal. We're gonna play with some fire. And we're gonna smite him.
My goodness.
For another 9.
Okay.
And then attack number 2.
It's bloodied. Bits and pieces of its armor are flying off of its body.
I was really hoping for, you know, just another crit, you know. Come on, dice.
A 25 hits it.
For 14, and we'll play with fire again.
How many hit dice do you have?
I am now at 3. Okay. Dice.
Didn't you use a bunch last episode, though?
That is why I'm... No, actually, I'm at 2.
Okay.
But yes, I did use Play with Fire in the first fight.
Okay.
Round? No. Anymore. But I have 2. And Crusher, knock it back 5 feet.
Okay.
And Tor will then move himself in front of his friends over here.
Wait, all right, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, makes sense.
I'll whop you later.
All right. Before Penelope goes, we've got another Skelefriend.
What? Oh, another guy?
Yeah. Who's going to clamber out? retreat as far as he can and then take a short bow shot at the cleric looking person.
Okay.
As it would prefer not to get hit.
Okay.
By cleric-y stuff.
Yeah, try.
How's a 19?
Yeah, it hits.
And it's going to deal a whopping 3 damage. And now it's
wow, hurt. I am so hurt. Down to 44 HP. Okay. First things first, I'm going to take a swing with my spiritual weapon. I'm on the mummy. Okay, 1 second. Okay. Did that roll?
I see no roll.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Normal roll.
Tis a crit fail.
That's cool. That's fine. Okay.
Keep forgetting her.
Yeah, I also forgot Raven last round. Oops, sorry, Raven. Justice for Raven.
Justice!
So what I'm going to do is I am going to do something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, actually, but felt kind of stupid to do, so I'm going to do it now. And that's, I'm going to cast Spirit Guardians at 5th level.
All right. 5th level overcomes the curse, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yep, and so anyone who gets in with 15, my nuns, little nuns with yardsticks, pop out, and they're looking more buff than usual. And then I'm just going to step forward a little bit, just a little tiny bit.
I'm going to do the walking.
Yep. And then that should move with me.
Yeah, let me give you an aura so that it moves with you.
And I should be within 15 feet of this death guard right here. So he's going to need to make a, I believe, not a con save. It is a wisdom save. Of DC 16 is actually my spell save DC.
All right. It does not meet that.
Okay. It is going to take, hopefully, a lot of damage.
5d8.
5d8 plus my bonus.
Let's go.
35 damage.
Nice.
Yeah, it's bloodied.
Yep. That was super cool. I'm super glad that happened. I'm going to stay right there.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to back up again to where I was and maybe try to yeah, and that ends my turn.
All right. We're back to the lair action. Let me see what happens this turn. Nice. You hear the ground kind of rumbling a little bit as more of Atahualpa's reinforcements close in.
We're just spike growth over the pool.
Snark.
Alrighty.
Damn.
And while I'm getting that set up, oh, let's see, we've got a couple NPCs first, so yeah, just bear with me for a second. Now, in case you're worried that your actions with the sarcophagi were completely futile, they were not. One of the summons actions that he has involves bringing people back from the sarcophagi, and the minions that he chooses to bring back are random. He doesn't get to pick and choose. So if he says for a sarcophagus to open, then nothing is going to come out.
Nice.
I like the hope that he gets like a little bummed out every time it happens. It pops up and his friend isn't there. Like, oh.
Right. Just be sure everyone is visible. There we go. Okay, so next up we've got a skeleton who's going to pop out of the pool, retreat like his friend did, and also take a shot at the cleric.
If he pops out in front of me, he's going to be in my...
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I think he just dies.
Yeah.
Go ahead and...
Wow.
He just dies.
I mean, go ahead and roll damage, but I think he's dead.
You don't want to see if he crits?
I mean,
you get to see what the half damage is.
Right, even if he takes half damage, I think it'll still kill him.
Okay. That's a lot of dice, I feel very...
He might survive that. I'll go ahead and roll for him. He does not. He dies.
Cool.
All right, that's all for him. Next up... The skeleton pops out directly on the spike growth, but and doesn't want to be in melee, but would rather be in melee than in spikes. So that's going to be 4d4, and then he's going to take a swipe at Abraham if he is still alive. He is still alive.
Oh, 6 damage. That was terrible.
How's a 22 for armor class?
Yeah, that does hit.
All right.
I'm going to use a Hellish Rebuke.
Okay, presumably that'll kill him. 4 damage to you. And he does die from your Hellish Rebuke. Alright, that'll bring us to Atahualpa, actually, who surveils the battlefield again, regains his passive health. And it's 2 this time. A little better than 1. And 2, 3, 4. Nice. He's going to move up into melee with Abraham. Take a swing with his Kopesh, and a swing with his flail. Kopesh first. How's a 20?
That hits.
Dang it, Abraham.
24 damage.
All right.
And I would like for you to make a con save. All right. The Kopesh does not connect with your soul, so you don't lose your hit point maximum. Yeah, and now the flail. How's a 19?
That hits.
And that's going to be only 10, but I'll need you to make another con save.
Let's see here. We got 17 this time.
All right, and you are also not dazed from that crushing blow, so you're doing good.
Bright side, it took out your temp HP first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true. that'll bring us to Finn.
All right. I want to see. Very good. Okay. So Finn has just been hiding behind Tor and Penny this whole time. She's going to fly, like, straight up in the air so that she can see above them.
Okay.
See that dude man over here is being rude to her buddy, and she is going to shoot off her pistol. I'm gonna do it twice. Do 2 attacks. Meow meow meow. So does 17 hit?
Not quite. That's gonna blink off of his armor.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. So then let's do another. Why it does that? I don't know. Oh, does that one hit?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Her pistol is 8 piercing. Can I just roll a d8? Is that acceptable?
Uh-huh. And then just add max damage to it.
Cool.
For those listening at home, Finn just crit.
11?
So,
that's 11, yeah?
Yes, plus whatever your normal damage modifier is.
I don't know. I don't know that I have one.
I can't remember if guns are supposed to use those or not per our homebrew rules.
Actually, and the firearm under pistol, it just says 1d8 piercing, but it doesn't necessarily say any like additional that I saw.
Okay, if it doesn't specify, I would say it does use your dex modifier, so you can go ahead and add that.
Okay, so that'd be a plus 3. So 14?
All right, perfect.
And then she's just going to duck back down behind him. So she just flew up.
Nice.
Couple of shots, right back down again.
Yeah. All right, we've got a skeleton that crawls out of the blood pit, backs up, and shoots at Penelope. Surprise, surprise.
Is it? Okay.
It's a miss.
Nice.
And Arf's turn, who I'm sure will not miss with whatever he shoots.
I hope not.
I'm trying to jinx it. I'm doing what I can.
Let's see. I'm going to take a step away from this guy. Is it going to invoke an opportunity attack?
Sure is.
Okay, I have advantage against those.
So what? So I'll attack with disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. You rolled very close to each other, so how's the 16?
Misses.
Wow, okay. All right,
you're good. And I'm going to now use multi-shot. So I can fire as many times as my proficiency bonus. I will make 4 attacks. The first one I'm targeting the drowned right in front of me, or the mummy right in front of me. All right. Let's see. That's going to be a... Oh, it was almost such a good hit. It was a 12 is probably going to miss, I'm guessing.
12 doesn't... Sorry, remind me who you're attacking. I missed that.
The mummy that I just stepped away from.
That does hit him.
All right. 4. 8 damage.
Okay. You can add psychic to this one. This one is not shielded from it.
Ooh, nice. That's going to be plus 2 damage. 10 total.
Okay.
I'm attacking it again. Let's go. 23 to hit.
For sure.
Oh, 5 damage.
All right.
Oh, it's still up. Jeez.
It is still up.
All right, I'm just going to keep going on this thing then. 17 to hit. Another 5 damage.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
I'm doing so badly. 22 to hit.
How do you have so many attacks?
Because it's my proficiency bonus is 4. Oh, was I attacking myself the whole time?
You can attack a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus?
Yeah, it's with my multi-shot. It's part of my magic item.
Oh, okay, okay. I gave you something and you're using it against me, right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that's what I signed up for. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know why.
I was like, is that a homebrew rule here? Because I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's not a normal
right?
And then I'm just going to kind of... Since I'm here, how much more movement do I have? Let's see. I have, like 25 more feet. I'm going to go this way and go goodbye.
All right. As you run past the stone barricade that has dropped down in the door, you see that in the middle of the stone, there's a depression that's shaped like a sunburst.
Okay.
Roughly like doorknob height. That'll bring us to Abraham.
Okay. As a bonus action, I want to try and push Skeleton Man 5 feet away from me.
Atahualpa?
Yes.
The Emperor? Okay. The Pharaoh, I mean?
Mummy okay. Man.
Yep.
Do you want to try to push him into the blood pit?
Away, whichever way, into the blood pit, sure. Away, mainly.
Okay.
He wants to be able to run.
Yeah. Mainly just away.
And I thought I was the telekinetic one, but it turns out you're telepathic. Oh my god.
House of 24.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Anybody got that silvery barbs?
No, I'm not doing that. No. I'm just going to shoot him with an Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
21 to hit.
Yes.
That will do 12 plus 10 necrotic. I don't know if that even affects him, but he'll take it. All right. And I'm going to push him 10 feet away from me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot him again.
All right. He has one hit point.
What?
You hit him.
I did 9 damage.
All right. And as you do, the last of his gold-plated armor just collapses from around him, revealing a medium-sized, less imposing, but still dangerous-looking version of him.
Russian nesting mummies.
He was a mini pharaoh all along.
Just a little guy.
Just a little guy.
He was a coward and ran after me, my friend.
I like how this boss battle second phase is just a little weaker.
Yeah, I'm going to run 35 feet away. And I see our mummy friend, and I look at him, and I just sigh. But I'd rather deal with him than...
Oh, no.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to reset his initiative so it's the same as what it formerly was.
Oh,
so I just burned another 20.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Good.
It works for me.
I bet it does. All right, that's all from Abraham, I assume?
Yes, bonus action run.
We're going to have a Death Guard come around the corner here, and then...
He is slowed ones.
Oh, that's right, he is slowed. Even worse.
You'll say the magic word.
Okay, he'll double move.
Ugh, what a nerd.
But at least he can't hit you anymore.
Right. The other one is going to come around the corner and worry about the...
Ooh, he's gonna need make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Mm-hmm. That is, gonna be an 18. Half damage.
Half damage. Hold on, let me find the spell in chat.
If you want at the bottom, it's 5d8.
It is 5d8 plus 8. Wait, accidentally hit 678? How dare you?
Yep, didn't roll, so you lucked out.
It still has not rolled.
Hold on, I'm having technical difficulties. Okay. Technical difficulties is my brain. 26 halved?
Nice. All right, 13. And he's going to take a swipe at the little one in the back.
I'm going to use Warding Flare, so he's going to take that at disadvantage.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my big friends here.
Yeah. Big friends. Big scary friends. Arr. Rah, 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 rah.
Rah, 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 rah. With disadvantage, that's not a crit.
Not a crit.
It is a 20.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Okay. 21 damage. Oof. Flash damage. Oof.
Ooh, she is not doing well, friends.
It's an archer's turn up next. He's still in the blood. So he's going to pop out into the spike growth, as happens. This is only going to be 2d4, because he popped out at the very end of it. And he'll take a shot at the cleric. I assume he's going to survive 2d4, but go ahead and roll that whenever you're ready. I think he'll miss Penelope with an 11.
Definitely.
All right. And we've got the mummy's turn. Alex, I'll wait on your damage for the skeleton.
Oh, how much am I doing?
2d4.
2d4. Oh, nice. 6 damage. Dead?
Very nice.
Nice.
No, not dead.
Aw.
Dang it. Not this time.
Like that enthusiasm.
Oh, hey, the mummy is actually right next to Abraham now, so that works.
Just an Abraham sandwich in the corner.
Abraham sandwich and cheese.
Nice.
Should have run away by climbing up the wall to the ceiling.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do next turn.
How's a 21 against your armor rating?
That does it.
Okay. For 11 bludgeoning, and I don't know if you take necrotic, but 16 necrotic.
Yeah, I do. I think. I don't think I have any immunities or anything to necrotic. Not that I'm aware of.
All right, so 27 total, and then we're up to this last skeleton who, as is tradition at this point, is going to climb out and shoot at the cleric. And then it'll be Tor's turn.
Okay.
It misses.
It misses, and also where is it popping out?
It popped out right here. So it's okay. Outside of your range.
Okay.
Back to Tor.
Tentacle's gonna move and slap one of the archers.
What is Abraham's current health?
You said it was 24 damage?
27 damage.
27 damage.
Oh.
Okay. Not good.
Does 16. An 11 hit? A skeleton?
An 11, yeah.
Okay.
No, not quite.
I was like, okay. And then Tor is going to swing on the Death Guard once. Or wait, hold on. He's gonna have to do that. He's gonna swing on him. Fourteen hit him?
That does. With his shield, a 14 is the magic number.
Alright. Damage. And then I think it's... So that's 12. And then because he hit my friend and did damage... Another 3. So for a total of 15.
Okay. He's still standing, but just barely.
Alright. And then ignoring the soon-to-be-dead Death Guard, he will charge at Atalupa.
Now he sounds like a Taco Bell menu item.
Atalupa.
Have you tried the new Cantina Atalupa?
Oh, that was almost a crit, but the dice
was almost a crit. It is still a hit. His armor class is lower now that his armor is gone.
Man, I can't wait to meet the even littler pharaoh this guy.
Right.
Micro pharaoh.
That's gonna be 13 against him. And then he also hit. Did he hit Abraham last turn?
He did.
All right, so he's also gonna get hit with the smite and best served. And him also gonna play with that fire.
Damn.
My goodness.
How much damage is that all together?
So that's 14, 7, 12, and another 13. So that's 25, yeah.
46? That makes me kind of sad.
Makes me kind of happy. I mean, I'm getting fucked up over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't use one of those, so I need one back. Alright, and that is Tor's turn.
Alright, the Atahualpa is going to, well, now that he's out of his armor and he's in his true form, we'll call him Atahualpa Supreme. he is going to use a couple legendary actions, turn into a whirlwind of sand, and move away from Tor. Well, he's sand, so the spikes aren't going to affect him.
Tor's just going to flat out call him a coward.
Coward.
He doesn't listen.
Jeez.
Gonna look at all of his death guards and stuff and be like, see, your boss is a bitch.
One of the skeletons is going to attempt to shoot Penelope, and then it will be her turn.
So rude.
Very.
So rude. What did I ever do to these guys?
You were a cleric.
They haven't done much to you either.
They can't hit.
They can't.
My AC isn't even that high. Okay.
It's your turn.
Okay. Well, first things first, I'm the realist. No. I am going to... that archer that... The skelly archer that Tor was working on, I'm going to move over and hit with my spiritual weapon. See if maybe I can make some contact.
You can.
14, okay. And that is... Let me roll that sweet, 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 sweet damage.
There's just a line of skeletons in the back trying to work on you, but they just can't hit.
They just can't hit. That's 10 damage.
All right. Still up, but just barely. Hanging on by a tendon.
And then I'm going to turn over to my friend, my little fairy friend, and I'm going to cast, not healing words, sorry, cure wounds. Let me get the proper spell. And how, you're pretty bad, huh?
I'm so bad. I'm so bad.
Like third level bad or fourth level bad?
So bad.
Okay, fourth level bad. Okay. I'm gonna cast spirit heal cure wounds at fourth level for 22 points of healing.
Yes.
And nice. I'm going to look the death guard straight in the eye and stand my ground.
Yeah. It's going down on its next
turn. I was like, just do the wave. Goodbye.
Yep.
Right. All right. Lair actions. It's back to the magic suppressing thing. So you can attempt spells of level 4 or lower. They just may not work. And they may hurt you.
If you're not undead.
If you're not undead. Speaking of, we've got an undead slugfest over here. Atahualpa is going to look at you, Abraham, and say, will you bend the knee and join my army?
Never.
Your grave, then. And is going to... Is he going to cast a spell, or... Yes, but first he's just going to try to hit you with a Rotting Fist.
I think I'm going to cast Tomb of Levistus.
Okay, he did crit. You can entomb yourself in a tone of ice, which melts away at the end of your turn. You gain 10 temporary... You gain 90 temporary hit points.
Hell yeah. They don't call it the Tomb of Levistus for nothing.
Damn.
You called it too, like right before the roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 18,
it is a reaction.
Plus 18, that's 36 from the crit, plus 24 plus 36 from the crit. 60 damage.
Inside the Levistus tomb of ice, Abraham just has his middle finger up.
Okay. And seeing you respond by summoning the ice like that, Atahualpa is going to summon his own spiritual weapon and have it chip away. It takes the form of an ice pick and starts working on the tomb of Levistus.
What level spiritual weapon?
Ooh.
He's undead, though.
He is undead.
But he's a mummy god slayer.
Yeah, I want to know, like, if we have a spiritual weapon duel, like, what are the levels?
He's casting it at second level.
Okay.
So he's going to make his magic attack there. Yeah. Hits. And spiritual weapon, I want to say it's just 1d8 plus the...
Yeah. I think it's 2d8 plus your either level or modifier.
1d8 plus modifier.
Yeah.
All right. So that's 11 more damage to the ice. And Jesus. That'll bring us to Finn.
Oof.
That was a great tomb there, though.
It's a beautiful tomb. So this guy is still just barely... Yeah, I'm going to shoot him. We're just going to shoot him and be done with it.
It's like, I'm not just going to let him die to the spirit guardians.
No.
I mean, to be fair, yeah. He just fucked you up.
Yeah.
He is dead now. Don't like him. Go away. What are you doing? What?
You have a plus 11. I was like, you rolled a 4. He's not going away. But no, you hit him.
I did?
Nice.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I was like, was I not supposed to? Sorry, my computer.
I didn't think you would. You rolled a 4, but you hit him.
I mean, the DM probably thinks that he didn't want you to.
It doesn't make a difference. He's dead no matter what.
Perfect. So 3. He's dead. Good. That's what I wanted. Yeah. Okay, so then beyond that, there's that little dude, and there's that little dude, and there's that little dude. Gosh.
There's a lot of little dudes in here.
I know, there's so many little dudes.
Just imagine if there were also 13 mummies.
Sure, I'm glad we took those guys out.
Right?
Yeah, it would have been cool, though. I could have used Turn Undead, because they're probably low CR.
I'm going to attempt to just shoot at this guy as well. Because I'm over here.
Pennies?
Yeah, take down the inner.
Yeah, I don't know why there was two pennies. I saw that too. Oh, I was like, what?
That was me. I for somehow lost my penny and I was like, oh, let's pop out a penny.
Watch. My pistol jammed.
Ah, oh.
Man.
Because I'm thinking that probably didn't hit.
Crit fail never hits.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, still would have missed. But very close. Very close.
All right. Then I will just take like one little step back just so that I'm still kind of like, oops, not right in the front. And that'll be my turn. All
right. The injured but not dead yet skeleton is going to take a shot at the cleric. One of these times I'm going to crit. How's a 16?
No, you need to beat a 17, my friend.
Dang. Okay. That's all for him then. Arf, followed by Abraham.
Well, all right. Let's see. I am...
I don't know how you're going to save me, Arf.
I'm going to do something. I don't know either. No, that wouldn't work. Okay. Oh, wait, we still have the thing of the... It's the spells of lower than level four, right?
You can attempt it. It's a constitution save.
Yeah. What if it's, like, something from my magic item?
Same thing.
Is it a spell from the magic item?
I would say yes, in terms of you casting it and potentially wasting the slot, or
it's
the charge.
It's not a spell slot. It's like my grasping arrow or my shadow arrow.
That, I think that's fine.
Okay. Cool, I can do one of those and an attack then. But, they're immune to... Wait, was it just the big guy that was immune to psychic?
The big guy's headdress was immune to psychic.
Oh, okay, cool. Well then.
Tinfoil hat.
It was a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Knew it.
That wouldn't help you too much. I don't know if that would help you too much either, because that's poison.
I've got a plan. I've always got a plan.
Always got a plan. Are you going to put a bag on its head?
Can't see what you can't hit.
I'm always curious Cody's plans, because he keeps saying Abraham has so many death contingencies. I thought this would be a good time to find out what they are.
Let's see. Okay. I'm going to use Shadow Arrow on the... Oh, wait, is it the mini? On the mini Pharaoh? Yeah, I'll do it on the mini Pharaoh.
Okay.
A Chalupa Supreme?
Chalupa Supreme.
Exactly.
Let's see. All right. Shadow Arrow. If I click the right buttons. All right. Normal attack. 14 probably misses, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, I wasted that. All right. We'll just do a regular attack then. So that's really all I can do now after that. Okay. That would have been fun. A 22 probably hits, though.
Oh, yeah. Solid contact.
For 6 damage plus 2 for 8.
All right.
And then I'm going to move... Ooh, not that button. I'm going to move even further away, then. I'm going to go over here even more. Away from the action.
Okay. In response to that, Atahualpa turns into a sandstorm again and yeets on over next to you.
Get away.
Be careful, that guy hits hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is Abraham's turn, though.
Well, now that he moved away from me, it almost makes me want to try something different. So... I will.
Great.
I'm going to use telekinetic to try and push Mummy Boy 5 feet away from me.
Okay. So that's strength save, right?
Yes, versus my spell. It's... 8 plus... Okay, so we might actually have to... Oh, he passed. I guarantee he passed. It's 8 plus my proficiency bonus. So 12 plus the ability score modifier, so...
That'd just be the same as your spellcasting, right? Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, so he got a 20.
He passed. Shit.
He starts to go, but then, like, the gauzy, like, mummy wrappings... spread out and like spiderweb him and hold him in place.
Yeah, Abraham just sighs and says, well, that didn't work. And he turns to the wall and just says, well, it's been nice hanging out with you. And I will just cast Dimension Door. Teleport away.
Where are you teleporting to?
Across the room.
Okay.
Just, I can see, let's see, it's got to be a spot I can see, I believe, so I'll just teleport, like, right over here by Finn and, my other friend that I cannot remember.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to die.
Such good friends that you can't remember. such good friends that you can't remember my name, huh?
Yeah, because I'm about to die.
Yeah. Thanks, Arthur.
Arthur. Whatever, Penelope.
All right.
I can't seem to move my character for some reason.
Yeah, the columns are being finicky. Maybe next time I do a big column room, I won't program them to all have little things on them. I think that's what it is.
I'll teleport right behind, like, Finn there.
Okay, perfect. The Death Guard that just double moved to get a chance to swing at you goes to swing and then sees you're not there anymore. Sighs, turns around and starts back toward Tor.
Huh? Where'd he go?
Double moving to get to Tor.
It's fine.
Oh.
Skeleboy is gonna shoot at Penelope.
Same song, 20th verse.
Crit fails.
Nice.
Relocates. And drowned guy mummy here is going to start shambling toward Arf. Double moving, doing like a fast waddle to get up next to Arf.
Now Arf is the one in the precarious position.
Yes, indeed. Now Arf is fucked.
Yeah. We've got another archer, and then it's going to be Tor's turn. Archer is going to move back and shoot Penelope.
He is going to be attacked.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and delete him. He dies.
Yeah, he's not going to shoot.
You hit him. He dies.
Okay.
Skeletus deletus.
Tor just looks at it and it becomes a pile of bones.
It is Tor's turn now.
And Tor's going to go full attack on this dude. Let's slap him with another. Actually, tentacle attack is going to go on the skeleton. Try to finish it off. Ah, that's what I rolled last time. It missed.
Yeah.
All right, and then Tor is going to attack Death. I am rolling apparently really low.
Looks like it. Lost your juice. 12 doesn't quite hit. He blocks it with his cowhide shield.
All right, let me swing again one more time.
That hits.
25.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's only taken one damage, so he may survive.
So for 11, and then now that I gotta do it playing with fire.
Is that your last one?
Yep. I've been burning it for a reason, though.
Why is that? When you're out of fire, you get another move called, like, play with ashes or something?
Something like that. I lose out on the benefits of having hit dice for resting, but I do get fun stuff. All right, yeah. So that's 6, so for a total of 17, and I'm going to knock him back 5 feet.
Perfect. Skeleton versus Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
Misses. Penelope.
Yep.
Hail as old as time.
Hail as old as time.
I imagine all of these arrows are coming, and your nuns are just rulering them out of the air.
Yeah. They're just whipping at him. Whoosh, yeah. whoosh. They're looking, like, extra buff. Their, like, muscles are rippling.
That's disturbing.
You're welcome.
It is your turn.
Have you ever seen Fairly Odd Parents?
Yes.
I'm just imagining little Wandissimos, just like
Yes. Yeah, that was kind of the thought behind him, except that they're nuns. Bonus action. I'm kind of giving up on my spiritual weapon, honestly.
Couldn't finish that guy.
No. Third level healing word on my friend Arthur. My name's Penelope, by the way. Hi.
Yeah, I did remember that mid.
And that's my healing word.
Life run. I don't know if you've ever seen me teleport like that before.
No, I mean, it was pretty cool. Like, not gonna lie, it was pretty cool. Yeah, but hi, Penelope here.
And then 10 HP.
10 HP back.
I'll take it.
And then for my action, I'm going to run up right behind Mr. Tor next to this pool of blood.
All right.
And I should have a death guard who needs to make a wisdom save.
Yep, I'll have him do that. I think based on the way you move, you could end up there and hit the other two skeletons too. So I'll go ahead and roll for them as well.
Okay.
Death Guard fails.
Okay.
Skeleton 1 fails. Skeleton 2 crits. Okay. Clinging to life, this one in the back here. Being attacked by a spiritual weapon and a tentacle, and now nuns with yardsticks.
Sorry, I'm just trying to pull up. I cannot remember the
5d8
and just flat. 5d8 flat, okay. Twenty-four damage.
All right. And the only one that succeeded didn't have nearly that much health, so. Yeah, Death Guard's not looking good.
And then, I'm gonna double dash, and I'm gonna move back to my friends.
Alright. I forgot to have you do this for Healing Word, but I need you to make a Constitution save to try to cast that spell.
Ah, shoot. Is that effect still up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's fine. You know, least I could do for you, Nathan. Saving?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Constitution saving throw.
Cool. I'm really good at these, I think. How does a...
less than you thought.
Nine do.
Nine is not enough, so I'm sorry, Abraham, you're going to have to lose that health.
Aww.
And, Penny, you take 13 sanity damage.
Okay. 13 sanity damage. I can definitely take 13 sanity damage. I just need to calculate to see if that brings me under...
Yeah, under a three-quarter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm at 76%.
Okay. All right. So no fun stuff from that, but no. The lair action, none of you perceive any difference other than Abraham. You feel a little bit like your mind is calmed and capable of withstanding divine, like undead smite stuff a little bit better. Atahualpa's turn, and he is right up next to Arf, which is just great. He's going to cast a spell at 6th level. Arf, Atahualpa unleashes a virulent disease on a creature that he reaches out and grabs. So I'm going to need you to make a con save, DC 17.
Oh, you got this. You got this. You're con, right? You got con. You got confidence.
Is it too late for a counterspell?
It's not too late for a counterspell.
You said it was a 6th level counterspell, though?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I have to make a...
DC 16. I think it's just your spellcasting ability, not like the Arcana skill.
So Charisma?
Mm-hmm. Meets it, beats it. All right. Belay that. Arf, that does not happen.
I've got your back. I was going to roll for my con saving throw.
Oh, he's 55 feet away, too. Ooh.
Yeah, go ahead, Arf. See if it would have been a disaster for you.
No, it would not have been.
You would have been okay. You would have only taken half damage.
Only half. Still
probably would have only half, and it probably was like 60-something damage.
Yeah.
Casual. Yeah. Can we see what the damage would have been?
I want to see what the damage would have been.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that.
It was 60! It was 60!
Y'all, I need That's to buy hilarious. A lottery ticket or something.
Seriously. All right, Atahualpa makes disappointed mummy noises, and it's Finn's turn.
What do those sound like?
Nathan, can you give me a disappointing mummy noise?
Mummy.
Did you just say mummy? Or mommy?
Mommy. I need my mommy.
Finn is gonna tuck up over behind this little sarcophagus over here. And she is going to attempt to shoot at Chalupa Supreme and his buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
Chalupa Supreme has a far higher armor rating. You've got a very good shot, but just so you know.
I'm gonna shoot at the buddy first, see how that goes, and then maybe shoot at the buddy again, or Chalupa Supreme.
All right.
I'm not gonna lie, calling him Chalupa Supreme just makes him seem more like a emperor.
It does,
I'm
right?
glad to hear it. 24 hits. You need a crit fail to miss this guy. He's got a very low AR. AC.
So that's a D8. Ooh! So 8 damage.
Nice. I'm adding plus 3 for your dex.
Oh, thank you.
Program that after.
I need to fix that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I tell you what, I'm just going to shoot at him again because he's right there and we got to kill everybody, right? So that would be an 18?
Does hit.
Dope. So that's that. D8 again, plus 3, will be 9.
Perfect. All right, yeah, his wrappings are like trailing on the ground now. He's looking pretty.
Why won't you die?
Arf, before it's your turn, I'm going to do a legendary action.
Ugh.
Ah.
Enough with the legendary actions.
We get it. You're a legendary supreme.
he's just going to attack you with his rotting fist. How's a 12 on your armor rating?
It does not do anything to me.
Great.
Ooh. My blubber just, like, bounces it back.
Great. Now, I've had him in melee because I was trying to use that 6th level spell. But you would see, Arf, he'd be capable of making this attack from a distance because his arms are being held in place by gauze wrappings, and he could Elastigirl them out to attack you.
Wow.
Wow.
That said, it is your turn now.
So he's like, what's his name from Street Fighter? Dalsim?
Dalsim.
Yeah, just like him. okay, now it's my turn. Those are the mummy sounds. I will... Exactly. So if I take a step back, is it going to invoke an opportunity attack from both of them?
It is.
Okay, I take a step back.
They will take you up on that.
Because they have disadvantage.
That's right. Looks like a miss to me for a 10.
Ooh,
how's a 22? Okay, and that was Atahualpa. 13 bludgeoning and 26 necrotic for a total of 39.
Oof.
Let me do
math. He crit on me when you did that shit.
39. Okay, I've got 8 HP left.
Yeah, I'm really hoping the Spirit Guardians keeps him way from your girl Penny.
I mean,
that's why I'm here.
I'm going to use a shadow arrow again, targeting him. Boo, let me get that. Let me get a shadow arrow. For a 21.
21 will hit.
Okay, great.
Are you attacking Atahualpa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I have to roll. Oh my gosh, so many rolling. Okay, so the damage from that is... Oh, I rolled my rag. Okay, so 16 overall for everything.
Okay.
And now it must succeed a wisdom saving throw or be unable to see anything further than 5 feet until the start of my next turn.
Ooh, okay. It's wise. I think that's going to succeed. 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll also take the 1 psychic damage.
It sure will.
And... oh, I can't even get that far away. What am I going to do? What can I do for bonus actions? I don't think very much anymore. Nope, I can't do Misty Step anymore. I don't have any of those spell slots.
You could always upcast.
I'm just gonna... No, I can't. I used it to dispel magic. I used my dispel magic twice. I'm just gonna run as much as I can, just away. Be like, coming in, guys. That's my turn.
All right. And, hang on. I'm trying to make this visible. Because he's using legendary actions to create an aura of doom and destruction. There we go.
It's a lot of doom.
It's a lot of
destruction.
Doom. Anyone in the aura cannot regain hit points.
Great.
No.
And that'll bring us to Abraham.
Well, Abraham sees a very narrow slivered Atahualpa, and I'm going to let him have it with some Eldritch Blasters.
Dope.
He got an 18 to hit.
That does.
We got a natural 1 to hit.
Well, the 18 does.
And I didn't mean to roll a third time. So that does 13 damage plus 10 plus 1d10, which will be 2. So 15 damage on Atahualpa.
All right.
And as a bonus action, I want to try and push someone again, but I can't remember the range.
For telekinesis, I think it's 30 feet. Yeah.
I can't push anybody.
All right.
No one will be pushed.
That's okay.
And I think that's all I got for... I mean, I can make some magic rocks. I want a magic stone. That's it. I have my turn.
Okay. Ooh, I got a crit on Tor. That's the only way I can hit him.
Wait. Warding flare.
My. No.
Yes. Reroll. Fine. It's my friend.
25. Does a 25 hit Tor?
Does a 25 hit Tor?
You do hit.
Yes.
But it's not a crit.
Not a crit.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
18 damage.
Okay. I mean, honestly, he just is shooting himself in the foot. I'm gonna be honest here.
You deal more damage because of best serve cool. I know. this last skeleton is gonna take one more shot at Penelope. It is the last skeleton up, and it cannot let its brethren down. 23 to hit. For 3 damage.
Do you remember there was one series of episodes where just like I cannot get a hit on any of your guys, and it feels so good.
Yeah, it's karma.
Feels so good. I do need to make a con save for my spirit guardians, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 12, I'm sure, is going to miss Arf.
Oh, please, yes. Don't lose my spirit guardians. Please don't lose my spirit guardians.
Nice.
Oh, Dice Christ. Oh, thank you.
Dice Christ.
That's back to Tor. About to get all tore up.
Yeah, I'm going to get tore up. For sure. I'm just debating on how to... Yeah, we're going to do this. Tor's going to swing his anchor.
Anchor ahoy.
No! Okay, that just screwed up what I was going to do.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get rid of this guy because I can't let him just go kill Abraham and Penelope.
I don't think he's gonna kill us.
I don't know. He might be able to survive one of your rounds of your things.
I mean, wouldn't he have to go around you? You can't go this way.
You can't go this way.
Or was gonna full deal. All right, so damage. That's 11, and then extended revenge. That's not the right one. Don't anchor to root. Is it that? It's supposed to be 2d6.
That's sort of cool.
That was not it either. Oh, but yeah, he does get the best serve cold. I'll just roll another d6 with it, but it's one of the formulas just wasn't right on there.
Okay.
All right. So
is that 18 total?
Was 11, 2, 4, and then 3. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's like...
No, that's 20?
28 or something like that.
11 plus 2 plus 4 plus 3 is 20.
Oh, yeah. Not the 8?
No. Yeah. That was the wrong one. And then because... I didn't hit the first attack. Tentacle just slapped the dude.
Tentacle's redemption. Yeah, that hits.
And I won't roll the other damages.
Let me ask your tentacle how it wants to do this.
It's just going to wrap around him and just squish it into dust. Nice.
Well, I'm glad that's the route you decided to go. I mean, I got really worried. This is sanity damage after all.
But Tor is not one of the horny boys. And then Tor's going to run towards the group. And sorry, Murr, that I've been forgetting you. Let's just go give advantage to the little Arforf so he might not be slayed by something if he has to do a saving throw.
All right.
That'd be nice.
Action.
Penelope.
Yeah. Hi, Penny here. I'm going to do something really stupid. Who's that? I can't. This is our first time recording super late, even though I'm in a different time zone and it's earlier for me. I'm like, what? It's bedtime. I'm going to do something really stupid, y'all. I'm going to get closer... to Chalupa Supreme.
And, I like it. I think it's a great
one. I like that idea too.
So I'm going to go there and then I'm going to double dash. And I think if I end up right here.
Drowned is going to take all of the turn.
Yeah, the drowned fails, and it's going to take full Spirit Guardian's damage.
Oh, let me roll that. Roll for the first Spirit Guardian's damage.
Dude. Unfortunately, Arf is no longer an ally and has to roll Spirit Guardian's.
Wow.
No, he's my
I dive in the pool of blood.
Yeah, no
one's
been in the pool.
If you're going to move up to Atahualpa as well, just roll once, and I'll apply the damage to both of them.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Oh, dang. 30.
I should make
your 30. it's 30 halves, though. Yeah, 30 halves.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, I shouldn't say he survives. He succeeds, but 30 halved is still enough. So how do you do it?
Yes. Oh, I think this is my first how do I do it on a boss.
It's a coming of age moment.
Yeah, I'm kind of very confidently, I'm not running, even though it's a double dash, I'm like confidently striding past the zombie that I see just kind of get whomped by my nun friend. And then I look him in the eye and I hold out my hand and palm forward, and just like all of the nuns charge and start swarming him. And all of a sudden, like, you can't see him because he's like being swarmed by like a tornado of nuns, and then they dissipate and he's gone.
Nice.
The crazy muscular like macho nuns that you described earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Their sleeves are cut off.
Just imagine as they walk in, they're just slapping the yardsticks on the palm of their hand.
They're flying forward and just being very intimidating.
And the skeleton crit failed on its last shot against Penelope before it crumbled.
Nice.
Poetic.
I was hoping for a crit. I got one, just not the kind I was hoping for.
You also got the. You got a couple. It just got warded, warning flare, and some other stuff.
Yeah, it felt good.
Crazy.
Well, guys, that was a really scary encounter, but I'm glad
that
I
was
came
so
on
good, that. Nathan.
Right?
What a fun battle.
Thanks. I think I could have killed one of you if you hadn't killed all of my mummies first.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, sure.
That's why we killed all the mummies.
I was so cautious because I thought like the moment that we touched like a casket, it was going to activate it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Probably when the door closed, I'm guessing.
Abraham would have been toast if I didn't use Tomb of Levistus.
Oh, yeah. That was such a move.
If he didn't cower and run away, I would have killed that man.
I know.
He called. He was like, coward. And then he's like, oh,
by the way,
I'm the bitch. I'm flies away.
If we could animate a moment, I would want that moment to be animated.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, we're still live.
Yeah, we are. But we're just like, final battle.
Exactly.
So cool. This is normally what our post wrap conversations.
Yeah, but before we wrap, the two doors that were previously locked are now unlocked as the Anubis dog guardians came out of them.
Nice.
Dora's gonna go loot the armor.
I want to see those. Check out those weapons that Mr. Man had.
Yeah, the crit that almost collided with my soul.
Loot the weapons and armor. I will. I'll figure out some kind of PC appropriate thing that you can like get from them. Some kind of like sanity or not sanity, but like psychic damage reduction from the headdress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does anything happen with the blood pool, or is it still just a blood pool?
It is still just a blood pool.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah. I will say, just as you're investigating the room, you find a, from the mummy, like the sundial, or the sun dais, like, key thing in the sarcophagus, which is obviously the way to open the main door again. Just so that you have that as an option.
Cool.
Yeah. But it looked like Abraham was headed toward one of the side doors. Is that right?
I took a look in that top one. I didn't really see anything.
Yeah, just
I didn't put assets in the room, but both of them actually have rows and rows of like clay jars.
So
I have an interesting solution to this blood pool problem. Tor's gonna walk up to it and he's gonna prestidigitation it into smelling like wine and then tell Arf Orf that it's been wine this whole time.
Ew.
I don't drink that, I drink whiskey.
He changes the smell once again.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
What are you, Klingons? Blood whiskey?
I'm
what's
not
in the clay pots?
What's in the pots?
Want to open one and look in, Abraham?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
You open a pot. And there is a hairy skull with bulging eyeballs grinning up at you from the pot.
What are you doing here? You... what?
This has been Sanity Damage, to whom the sea belongs. Thank you all for joining us on this epic voyage. We would love to hear from you, so please go to linktree.com/sanitydamage to find links to all of our different social media. Discord is the best place to hang out with us, to get in touch with us. So go to discord.gg/thehomebrew to jump in and say hi. Let us know what you thought of this mummy fight. What would you have done with all of the mummies before they animated? This show is a homebrew live stream. Our dice sponsor is FanRoll. Get amazing dice and dice accessories at fanrolldice.com. And use coupon code HOMEBREW for 10% off anything on the website. That's fanrolldice.com. So all your gaming dice, dice trays, dice towers, they've got you covered. This campaign is dedicated to Brandon, who we hold in loving memory. To Whom the Sea Belongs is a Sanity Damage campaign set in the Kaleidosphere. Join us next time. That's a wrap.
Oh, I get it. Mummy joke. Bye.
Bye.
I told him I was going to womp him.